I have a letter in the bottom drawer of my desk. It's been there for about 14 months. The envelope is sealed, the address is written, and the stamp, slightly curled now at one corner, has been waiting, patiently, to do its small piece of work. I wrote it on a Sunday afternoon last spring, more or less by accident. I had sat down to do something else entirely. The letter happened the way some things happen, when you suddenly find that what you've been avoiding for a long time is the only thing your hands want to do. It's for someone I used to be very close to. We hadn't spoken in nearly 3 years, not because of any single dramatic event, but because of a steady accumulation of small failures on both sides. Calls I didn't return. Messages she sent that I read but didn't reply to. A couple of slightly cold exchanges that I told myself we'd repair later. We didn't. Or rather, I didn't. I think it would be more accurate to admit, at this point in my life, that we drifted apart is sometimes a polite way of saying, I let it happen. The letter, when it eventually came out of me, was honest in a way I had not entirely expected. I named things I had done wrong. I didn't try to balance the account by mentioning the things she had also done. I didn't make jokes. I didn't soften it. I told her I missed her, and I told her, with what felt like uncomfortable specificity, why. When I finished, I felt, and there isn't really a better word for it, clean. As if some old stale air in a room I'd been living in for years had finally been let out. I put the letter in an envelope. I addressed it. I bought a stamp. And then, when I walked to the postbox at the end of the road, I stood in front of it for a long time, with the letter in my hand, and finally took it home again. I've thought about sending it many times since. I've taken it out of the drawer, looked at the address, and put it back. Once or twice I've come close to dropping it in the box. I've never quite managed. When I'm being kind to myself, I tell myself there's a reason for this. The letter, I say, was the thing I needed to do. Sending it would be a different thing, a thing I'd be doing for myself, asking her to reopen something I had closed without consulting her. Maybe she has moved on. Maybe she has built a life that doesn't have me in it. Maybe a letter from me would arrive in her life as a kind of small disturbance she hadn't asked for. When I'm being less kind to myself, I notice that this argument is suspiciously convenient. It allows me to feel I've done the right thing, while in fact doing nothing. It lets me keep both the warmth of having written the letter and the comfort of never being judged for it. That isn't bravery. It's something else, and I'm not sure I want to name it. I've come to think the truth lies somewhere between these two readings. There are letters that genuinely shouldn't be sent. Letters that would hurt the recipient more than they would help. That would impose old feelings on someone who has done the work of moving past them. And there are letters that should be sent and aren't, because the writer can't quite face the consequences. The hard part is that, from inside the situation, both kinds of letter can look exactly the same. Mine is still in the drawer. Most days I think it should stay there. Some days I'm not so sure.